This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty then. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Ready? Oh, yeah. I was at the gym, and I played pickleball. Take that, Greg.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't killing it, neither one, but I was there.
That's all right.
I mean, yeah. I played okay.
Okay, that's all right. Effort. It's effort.
Yeah, there you go. It is 9:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Major announcement, don't panic.
Yes.
But Skittles.
Yeah?
They're changing Skittles.
They're not eliminating a color, are they?
No, not exactly.
Okay, good. Okay.
They're eliminating something that I really look forward to in any and all, whatever, food processing. Yeah. And that is my daily requirement of titanium dioxide.
Oh, it's good for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I want all the oxides.
That's right. Wow. Titanium dioxide?
Yes. I had glasses that were made out of titanium dioxide. Just titanium, I guess.
It doesn't sound like something that should be in something.
Powdered titanium.
Makes your teeth shiny.
It'll do something to your teeth, all right? Candy company Mars Incorporated confirmed that it has stopped making Skittles with titanium dioxide, a food additive that is used to whiten foods, toothpastes, and various cosmetic products.
I was right and didn't know it.
Yeah. Huh. Mars, Inc. told Bloomberg News that titanium dioxide has been removed from all Skittle production at the end of last year.
Wow.
And it comes as the European Union banned titanium dioxide in 2022. Due to concerns that nanoparticles of the substance might accumulate in the body and damage DNA. Who would have thought that some odd chemical, where did they even come up with this? Hey, you know what these Skittles need? I think if you add titanium dioxide, you're going to have something here.
It does make you wonder, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Who's in charge of
that? I went from a scientist, from a dweeb to a scientist to, I don't know, a black man.
Who had no teeth.
What?
Yes. I mean,
yeah. I love my Skittles. Sorry.
That's funny.
Why?
How do we get there, you know?
Yeah.
Because somebody had to decide one day, that's what we need. I guess it makes it shiny. Isn't that what it really does?
It's like something it enhances, I guess, the color. You get more of a pop, I think, out of it.
It's the shine, yeah.
It makes the whites whiter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tell you the rest of it, but it's part of a Chinese ancient secret. Yeah, titanium dioxide is described as a synthetically produced white pigment manufactured from naturally occurring ores. Not Oreos.
No.
Ores, as in metal.
Well, they use the word natural.
As in iron ore.
But Bob, it's natural. It's got to be okay, right?
Well, it comes out of the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that you drink oil, but...
Probably not.
It's natural. Yeah. Comes out of the ground.
So again, we go back to the thing of who decided at some point something that comes out of the ground that is an ore, that is... Yeah, that's what we need in our candy.
Why can't they put like hallucinogenics on everything? Because I mean, they grow naturally.
True.
You know, you got mushrooms, and you know, you've got those things that grow in the desert out of the prickly things.
Well, and then probably everything you'd think
I'd would remember,
look,
but I'm
yeah. Everything would look better if you were high all the time. You wouldn't notice,
and people would be happier.
Yeah. Now, society might have some efficiency problems.
You ever see the Grateful Dead start a fist fight? I rest my case.
Wow.
They were pretty happy.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Driving that train. High on titanium dioxide. Casey, you better watch your speed.
Mm.
The food additive is often used to impart whiteness to food products. Oh, that's why they got rid of it. The very idea of it is racist, I tell you.
Wow.
All right.
Who
Fox knew? News reported... yeah, confirmed, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, what about all the other additives? We working on that?
Yeah.
Where you at, RFK Jr.? Where you at? All right. Keep up the good work. Although they did that, I think, on their own. Because it accumulates in the body. Yeah, metals can accumulate in the body.
Yeah, we kind of knew that.
We thought.
Okay.
We thought we knew. We thought we knew a lot of things. We thought Joe Biden actually signed something while he was in the White House. I mean, literally, physically signed something, right? Mm. That wouldn't be a stretch.
Well, somebody did.
He did. He signed one thing.
Yeah.
Not literally signing it, not auto pen. One thing. Do you know what it was? It was the announcement that he was ending his campaign for reelection. That is the only thing.
The thing he didn't want to do, he actually had to do.
Yeah.
Because they put the pen in his hand and said, you ought to sign this.
You ought to sign this.
Yes.
So who was signing everything else? Because there's a group that got together and they did some studying. And they know that there's a bunch of stuff, especially climate-related executive actions, that if he knew anything about them, he sure never mentioned them in any sort of interviews, in any sort of videos, in any kind of questioning or speeches, or anything, never mentioned any of them. But yet they got signed, sealed, and delivered. And I mean, some of these are big, like Arctic drilling ban. Wouldn't he brag about that? Because one of his things when he was running for office, he told that little girl, I'm going to put the gas and oil companies out of business. So if he's actually doing it with executive orders, why wouldn't he brag that up? And the other thing you have to ask is, why didn't anybody ask him about it? I know he did. He rarely took questions from the press. That's part of the problem. But yeah, offshore drilling ban, Arctic drilling ban, ordered all federal agencies to assess climate-related financial risk, committed the entire federal government to net zero emissions by 2050, and required 100% carbon-free electricity by 2030. This would be the most expensive decarbonization order ever in history. And they believe this was signed via auto pen, not with the knowledge of the President Joe Biden at the time.
That's crazy.
These are not obscure bureaucratic memos. These were foundational shifts in American energy policy, yet not once did Joe Biden speak about them publicly, according to an interview with Fox News recently. And you know, the folks that, a nonprofit that discovered these things. Upon discovering the lack of proof Biden even knew about such measures when they were being signed, Power the Future, that's the group, sent letters this week to several agencies, including DOJ, the EPA, Department of Interior, Department of Energy, calling for an investigation. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, if they're executive orders in nature, I would assume that Trump can just undo them or sign a new executive order.
Until some judge decides that they want to change the rules.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah.
That is true. I have long since talked about the January 6th events, probably starting on, if I had to guess, January 7th.
I believe that's correct, yes. Because it happened kind of after the show on the 6th. Though, yeah.
And now we are still looking for information. I haven't given up yet. And apparently, neither is FBI Director Kash Patel. So hopefully information will be forthcoming related to definitive answers on the January 6th question, like, okay, so how many people were working on behalf of the FBI on the grounds that day? The earlier report from the Inspector General said, well, there were 26 operatives there. They weren't FBI agents, right? They work with the agents themselves. But there were 26 of them. But, oh, don't worry, only three were actually being paid to be there.
Well, you know, they've got a great volunteer staff there at the FBI.
You know, if you didn't want something to appear in terms of paperwork that you signed off on, you think you'd tell the person, I'm going to pay you for this work on the next check or the next thing we do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you do that? Because you want to cover your paper trail backside?
You would think so.
Especially if you're, I don't know, part of the FBI.
Yeah, a little covert thing going on there.
We'll see if we get some real, real truth. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines and information. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, don't act like a turkey, especially if you're in Turkey. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Every airline passenger has heard the message toward the end of the flight.
This is your captain. Yes, we're waiting for a parking spot, if you will. Gotta wait for a couple of folks to move their plane. We'll be out here on the tarmac for just a couple of minutes, so please remain seated and keep those seat belts buckled, or else,
or at least that's how it's gonna be. Yep, you've heard it, you've listened, hopefully, and you have obeyed. Well, guess what, in Turkey, if you unbuckle that seatbelt just a tad smidge early because you somehow think you're going to jump the line, which will never happen, but somehow you think it will, somehow you think by standing there breathing on people that they will get their bags out of their overhead compartment a little quicker, never ever in the history of flight has that occurred.
No.
All right. So the folks in Turkey, though, now if they unbuckle a little early, well, I guess it's click it or ticket. Or if we hear you click it, here comes the ticket. Turkish Directorate General of Civil Aviation sent a notice to airlines telling crew members to report passengers who are too eager to get off of planes. Please do not unfasten your seatbelt, stand up, or open the overhead compartments until the seatbelt sign has been switched off. It's strictly forbidden to stand up, open overhead compartments, or to be present in the aisle before the aircraft has reached its parking position and seatbelt sign has been turned off. Everybody knows that, but in Turkey, they're going to make sure you know it or it'll cost you.
That's right.
Do you ever try to do that? Jump up? Try to jump the line somehow? Think you're going to get ahead?
Never try to jump the line, but I don't mind standing just because I've been sitting, you know, for the last hour or something. So, but trying to get ahead, nah, it's not going to happen really unless you're just being a real jerk.
I wonder why they board airplanes backward. Why do they insist on doing that? They allow the people in first class, the people sitting in the front of the plane,
yes,
to enter the plane first.
Correct.
Thereby stepping into the aisles, being in the aisles, putting stuff in their overhead bin while nobody else can pass.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you did it just the opposite, you said, hey, you poor slobs that are flying econ, go ahead, you can get on the plane now.
Right.
So they go all the way to the back and start stinking it up back there, putting up their smelly belongings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, the elitist traveler, you simply wait until, you know, all the peasants are done boarding.
Yeah.
And then you take your rightful spot in first class. Yeah, why don't they do it that way?
I'm sure that they have done some studies on time and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
No way.
Yeah, I know. But I still think the same way you do. Although And maybe several airlines probably do this. The thing that adds to the arrogance of that is when those first class passengers have a slightly different stanchion to go through, and there's a little red carpet there that they get to walk across while going into the boarding process.
Sometimes the first class is a little bit
to the side.
In front, in front of sort of one of the main door.
Yes.
And then in that case, it could make sense. The other thing is if I'm flying first class and I paid for it, you start bringing me drinks and food. I want dessert, and I want it all right now. Before anybody's even seated, I want service.
Get those people out of my way.
Well, I mean, if I paid that kind of money, which...
I've never done that.
I can't afford that.
No.
But I got to tell you, since my last trip, I am in no hurry to get on a plane.
Oh, yeah? That trip, yes. You're right.
And
the coming back part, yeah.
Mine, comparatively, it wasn't an ordeal, really.
Right.
I mean, flying back from Sturgis last summer, that was an ordeal. I mean, we ran the length of the Dallas airport. Do you have any idea how big that airport is? Well, it's nearly the size of Texas, to give you an example. And I traversed it in an extremely fast manner.
It was not
a happy time.
No.
So, I'm in no hurry. I'm in no hurry to get on a plane. It's like, if I can't drive there, do I really need to go?
Probably my biggest concern about getting a flight was actually years ago. It was one of the first times that I flew through Atlanta, and I didn't really know the airport yet. Now I do, and it's not such a big deal. But the tram had shut down. There was a problem with the tram. And
That was part of the Dallas issue.
See, and I'm carrying luggage. I got at least two big things of luggage I'm making my way through. And I kind of lucked out. Or I was blessed, because this pilot walks by, goes, well, where are you headed? And I told him he was the pilot of the plane I was getting on. So he said, follow me. So I did. So my point, it took all the stress off, because I'm like,
well, did he carry one of your bags?
He had his own little thing to carry. Okay. I was glad that the plane couldn't leave without me, because I'm with the pilot.
Oh, I see. That was your stress level.
It took that off. Because, again, not knowing the airport, not knowing how they were, it was awesome.
Well, luckily, I had my pit bull with me, and that came in handy when we had to abscond with one of those motorized carts, basically.
I have no doubt.
My pit bull.
Oh, I know.
She took good care of the situation.
I have no doubt whatsoever.
You don't mess with Betsy.
No,
sir.
I'm not. No.
I sleep with one eye open, clutching my pillow tight. It is 9:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show, and I didn't get to tell you that the Gators are playing today at noon, the Gator girls, and then tomorrow the boys are playing at noon. Two different tournaments. Yeah, they're still separate boys and girls divisions, at least for now.
Yeah.
Until Obama comes in for a third term.
Yeah, right. He already did, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the last term. Coming up, things that make you smile, about 15 minutes away. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The smell of money is leaving. You smell that, Greg?
But it's going away?
It's a billionaire scent you don't often really get to enjoy the aroma. Mm. Talking about the guy who invented it, Musk. Elon Musk.
Oh, that's what money smells like.
Elon Musk is leaving the room and taking with him his scent of money.
Hmm.
He announced his time working with Trump, the administration, as a special government employee is over. Got to get back to work. Got to try to build my brand back up. Got to go around and fix a whole bunch of dents and scratches. Yeah. A bunch of lefties put my cars.
Put tires on them. But he's going to miss that extra check. Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't getting one.
Oh.
Oh, kind of like the president who gives his back, too.
Wow. You mean like a real patriot?
That's the word. Unlike all the words that the left have called him.
Yeah, they say not nice things, and they're very violent people these days, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Why are they so violent?
I don't get it.
Hmm. Yeah, they really are. They're violent.
Uh-huh.
They want to, you know, they tell you that they're smarter than you.
Right.
But they never want to debate an issue, but they're willing to start a fist fight, scratch and dent your car, when you're not around, of course.
Well, because they're...
Because they're cowards.
They're cowards, yeah.
Yeah, but yet they are very volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But Elon said, as my scheduled work as special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. And I hope Congress actually codifies it and gets off their butt and gets it done.
Yes, what you said.
Yeah. Smells like teen spirit? Nope. That's Musk. Musk is in the air?
Yeah.
Mr. Musk, who once called himself the president's first buddy, now operating with some distance from Mr. Trump, as he says he's ending his government work, spend more time with his companies, remains on good terms with Trump, according to the White House. But he's also made it clear that he's disillusioned with Washington and frustrated with the obstacles he encountered as he upended the federal bureaucracy.
Well, stop and think about how he's used to working in his huge conglomerate. This needs fixed. This needs cut. This needs done. Make it happen. As opposed to this web of D.C.
Behemoth.
Yes.
Of layers and layers and layers of it.
Pick. And nobody thinks the rules apply to them.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a problem. He's not used to that.
Yeah. So. I don't know, maybe he started off the wrong way when he came out with the chainsaw. I think that cutting government waste, mm-hmm. I think his heart and mind were in the right place. I think when it became a job thing, I think that that affected the momentum. And I'm not saying that everyone deserves to have a government job and there should be a job for everyone. No. And especially a lot of people don't know that Biden really, whoever was using his auto pen, created more expansion of government and more positions.
Big time.
I mean, we just have to agree that government's going to be limited in scope to a certain percentage of the population. I mean, wouldn't that be kind of an easy guide and say, hey, no offense, but we've got to make certain cuts because we're going to reflect a certain percentage of the population. And right now, government has over-representation compared to the population. So something's got to give. That's one of them. But, I mean, if they really focused, I mean, do more of a job freeze, okay?
Right.
Transfer people from area to area if there's necessary work that's not getting done or whatever. But don't make any new hires where possible.
Right.
And then really focus on the waste and fraud. I mean, when you have that aid that was supposed to be going, I don't know, like to the middle, the USAID, the whole US aid thing.
Yep.
I mean,
good example.
It wasn't actually going where they said it was, or at least a huge amount, a huge percentage was not. And it was becoming a place to basically launder money for whatever. And so do you want to end that? Of course you do. We'll see. The NGOs, we really saw with the open borders the kind of power that they can wield. And then if they're being funded, like we now believe they were, you can see how they could make a significant difference. They put plane tickets in people's hands all over the world and flew them either here directly or to Mexico City, and then they came across. And I mean, that That took a big concerted effort. That did not happen by accident.
Right.
I mean, the first thing they did was open the borders. And you know what? Maybe when Joe Biden, you know, didn't want to talk about the borders or ignored it, maybe he really didn't know what he did. Maybe he really didn't do the executive order, as new information is coming forward that he had to be unaware of at least some of the things that were being done via AutoPen.
Right.
So who knows how long that list is, really, honestly, who was really pushing these things through and signing off on it without his knowledge. So if you asked him, hey, what about the border crisis? He would have looked at you sideways like, what are you talking about? And he would have maybe a plausible deniability, if you will. But not that goofball Mayorkas.
Oh, no. He knew what was
going on.
He
knew the score.
Absolutely. He was on the ground.
He was the one working directly for the evil.
Yes.
Or whatever you want to call it, shadow government. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's evil.
Yeah.
All right. So there is that. President Trump, here's the beauty of when you've done two terms. You're in your second term. You don't have to pay attention to something, the term they love to use, optics. You don't have to. You don't care what something looks like.
You're not running for office again. So.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, he's made some pardons, and he's talking about making some other pardons. He floated the idea of pardoning the men who were convicted of an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, stating that the trial looked like somewhat of a railroad job. I think there was more than one trial because I think they failed initially.
Yes, they did.
During the swearing-in ceremony, a former Judge Jeanine Pirro is the interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. Trump was asked by a reporter if he would pardon the people who had been accused of conspiring to kidnap Whitmer. I'll take a look at it, he said. It's been brought to my attention. I did watch the trial. It looked to me like somewhat of a railroad job. I'll be honest with you. It looked to me like some of the people said some stupid things. You know, they were drinking, and I think they said stupid things. It's much deeper than that. And I think, I hope, that when Cash Patel, the director of the FBI, actually comes forward with documentation, and he has said exactly that, there's going to be, you know, maybe some shocking stuff that's going to come out in terms of possible FBI involvement in J6. And I think he was clear to try to specify not directly. In other words, you're not going to see, you know, yes, 32 agents were directed, on the J6 day to, knock down doors and usher people in. It's not going to be that straightforward. But people who did work for the FBI in some capacity, these people were utilized. I believe some of the information will come out in that. And I think that if we can shine a light on that, it may also reflect clearly on what happened in Michigan, because I think the two events are not somewhat related, very much related. I mean, when you have the Detroit field officer guy go from that, what I would call a bungled mess, but you know, the government, when they really want to get you, they eventually will get you. But left that bungled mess and then became the field director for Washington, D.C., and then J6 happened.
Again, coincidence?
No. I generally don't believe in those things. Mm-mm. So you've got that going. Hopefully we'll get this information soon. Hopefully this will not be another one of those overhyped things.
Right.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced yesterday U.S. State Department will be revoking visas of Chinese students with connections to the Chinese Communist Party. We talked about this a little bit earlier, and basically, if you're a Chinese national, you have a connection to the CCP, whether you want to or not. We call it the Communist Party like it's a 2-3-5 party system, like European or here. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, the Republican Party, it's not like that.
No.
And if the CCP tells you to do something, I mean, they're an extension and an arm of the communist government, right? There's only one party because, well, think about it. I mean, it's communism. It's whatever the state says, and you'll go along with it, or else things don't go well. So I think it is a very smart idea. Look, we got to get over this idea of guilt. that some people suffer from in this country. You feel guilty. Yeah, do you feel awful that not everybody was born here? Yeah. I mean, you feel guilty about it? Of course not, because you have no control over that.
It's a big world. Everybody can't be born here. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
So, yeah, this whole guilt, and somehow you think you owe other nations. We owe them nothing. In fact, if we owe anything to any other nations, it is to absolutely and unequivocally support and defend our own sovereignty and our own borders. That's the best we can do for all other countries, because we are, as Ronald Reagan said, we are that shining beacon on the hill of freedom. Without the United States to defend freedom around the world, who's going to step up?
Yeah.
Not the Chinese, not the Russians. Oh, they'll step up all right, but not to protect freedom.
No, they'll just do a little annexing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, these people that have this sense of guilt, here's what you do. Make your own nation the best it can be. Take care of and protect your own citizens. And then be very selective about who you allow to come into your country, who you allow to stay, and who you allow to eventually become a citizen. It's okay to be picky.
Yeah.
You're more than married to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're very picky. And I think this is a step in the right direction. Now, of course, a lot of your schools and some of your politicians are going to go absolutely berserk over this. But remember, when the Chinese Communist Party asks you to do something, you'll do it. And it doesn't matter if they live here in America or not. That's just the way it is. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. I'm glad you're with us. Happy Thursday. And remember, The Bob Rose Show podcast, where you never miss a minute of the show. It is available wherever you normally download your podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Spotify. It's on everything. And yeah, click on subscribe and you will never miss any of the show. We've had some great guests so far this week, and we'll continue to do that. And you'll never have to miss any of it. With the podcast. It's not just for pod people anymore. Things that make you smile is coming up next. Upbeat Positive Thoughts, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Another fine day. Thank you, Lord. It is time now for Things That Make You Smile, Upbeat Positive Thoughts, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Let's go to Rosebud. What's making you smile?
Hey, what's making me smile, Bob, is hearing y'all talk about flying and everything. Well, back in the 80s, California had a massive earthquake, and I was stuck out in California at Ontario truck stop, so I flew home. 5 hours. Miami, Gainesville, my wife picks me up. Einstein, where's our truck? I said, it's Ontario truck stop. How are you going to get it? I said, fly back Monday. She said, how much does flight cost you? $350. Oh, no. Monday morning, she put me on a Greyhound bus right there in Chiefland. Yeah. I was on the express. 4 days to get back to Ontario. You people that complain about flying, take a bus, Gus. You'll never complain about flying again. God bless America. Have a nice day, boys.
Oh, that's
God
funny.
Bless you, Rosebud. Wow.
That's amazing. Wow.
That story actually tells a lot of other stories. I like that.
That is good.
It's multi-layered.
Yes, it is.
Oh, let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, I got a doctor's appointment to hit, hopefully the last one for quite a while. After that, I got to go pay a debt on my golf cart because it soaked me for a new battery. But I'm going to get to go wash that red sports car of mine. You remember from the rally at the Tesla place. Have a great day, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice stuff. Got to keep it clean.
Yep. I got one for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me personally, but I'm sure puts a smile on his face. Jerry Benton. Jerry Benton. If you see him today, he's a CEO down at campus.
So. I hope you're not going to do a birthday shout-out, because we don't do that.
Oh, we don't do birthday shout-outs.
No, but if we did, what would you say?
I would say that today is Jerry Benton's birthday, and that if you see him, you should wish him a happy birthday, because he really is a nice guy.
He's a pretty big muckety-muck, too.
Oh,
he's like the head cheese.
When you got CEO, because that was better than head cheese, I think, you know, when they
top
were coming
cheese,
up with titles.
Top gun.
Yeah.
Big
anyway,
daddy.
That's what Jerry
Mac
is.
Daddy.
And it's his birthday, so.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
So even though we don't do birthdays on the Bob Rose Show.
How come he never comes by and says, yo, what's up? You and, do you hang out with him and the head ball coach?
We have been in the same place at the same time on multiple occasions.
Okay.
Yes, we have. Yes.
Now, it's more like, here's Greg. There's Greg out in the lobby begging for money again. Greg wants new guns. He's back at campus looking for...
Yeah, people are like calling Jerry, can you send... Should we get security again? Can we make him leave? You know, whatever.
No. Let him sign his life away. He already owes us.
Actually, they own me and my family.
But at a decent rate.
Oh, absolutely.
We're all owned.
Well, yeah.
It's just a matter of what rate.
Who and at what rate are we paying?
And that's
how we determine. So anyway, happy birthday.
Well, that's good. I've got a good one.
What
candy
got?
Lovers. Skittles.
Oh, yes.
Skittles are now, well, I shouldn't say they're like safe to eat. They'll still rot your teeth out. But they have removed the food additive titanium dioxide.
You didn't even know it was in there, did you?
No, but maybe your liver does. I don't know, because apparently your body doesn't excrete or get rid of metals. And it is a type of ore, by the way. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm. But at least it's safe now.
Yeah.
Let's get some candy.
Well, okay.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Wow. Adrianus Van Wessenbeek filed a federal lawsuit against Netflix on Tuesday, claiming that the streamer released four pieces of entertainment that he says featured characters inspired by him. And he says they're inaccurate depictions, too. They've inflicted significant emotional, reputational, and financial damages. It's over the show's Undercover and Fairy series. Yeah, and he's looking for a payout? Well, if he wins that case, guess what? That'll be the next Netflix documentary. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.